Start with Shabbos a little bit. Then we'll try to call the Shtum and Halachos from Shavuos, if you must ask me this man. Last year we were Oisik in Kiddush. This time we'll go weiter. The next Halacha is Pitzia Sapas, the Din of Lechem Mishnah. In Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reisha in Dalet, steht Boitzea al Shtei Kikores, Shleimus. The Aloch of Lechem Mishneh is Boitzea al Shtei Kikores, Shleimus. Shoich es Shteim Beyodah, you Boitzea. So the Aloch of Lechem Mishneh, you have to hold two of the Lechem Mishnehs, Ubeitzeya. The Shechnor says by night you cut the bottom one, and by day you cut the top one. So Sharaf on Ein Ma'avirim ala Mitzvahs, the Mishavur says that B'Shas, if you make the broche, the task that the bottom one will stick out a little bit more towards you, that will not be a Shailuf on Ein Ma'avirim ala Mitzvahs. Another Eitzeh, to take two breaths, take the top one to put them in the bottom and then to make the bracha. Mikol mekem is aloche of lechem mishneh. Again, alamol, before we say these alochas, we say darcha Hashem yeshorim, tzadikim yeilchu bo v'reshoim yikoshlu bo. Some people take these shiurim and they take out the chumras out of them. Some people take out the kulas out of them. We mean for the chumras. צדיקים יהלכו בו, רשעים יכושלו בו. שכנור שתית הזה, ביצי על שתי כיכורי שלימס. First הלוכן לכם מישנה, you have to have שלימס. דנציב, and שובס מי שבדובר, סיבן חוף א', brings down, that was a minig by השוור, או by הזיידה. השוור. That if someone came late, the Suda, you know, every time you look for Lechem Mishneh, you'd give him two pieces of challah. It doesn't make a difference if someone bites inside or pieces, and he has Lechem Mishneh. To look for two Lechem Mishnehs? The father makes Lechem Mishneh, but then if someone comes late, you take two little pieces of bread. This is what we're doing in our house, also, as even the Shvel from the Netziv. And the Netziv explains the Shaila. And I want to go through the Inyan. This is the first Inyan that's a Dover Omum, Chofetz Chaim, is not Oisik in it a bit. The Halacha is Shulchan Aruch, Boitzeya al Shtei Kikori Shleimus. Why Lechem Mishneh has to be a Sholem? Why is the Halacha Lechem Mishneh that Lechem Mishneh has to be Sholem? Let me clear on Tzvei Tzdodim. One Tzad, the reason Lechem Mishneh has to be Sholem, Animal Sholem is a mile. Make a eats an apple, it has to be Sholem. If it's cut, you also make a eats. It's an Indian of Sholem. Every meal when you eat, it's an Indian when you make a moitzi to have a Sholem. Shabbos Kodesh, Eichet Kedai Tzorob in Sholem. I think some people, when they eat supper, they don't have a Sholem. Every time you have a Sholem. No, person eats a piece of pizza, makes a moitzi. Even if he doesn't have a sholem, yeah? Not only a whole pie is mechayev. Even a couple of pieces of mechayev a moitzi. Well, it's not called a sholem. A slice of pizza is not called a sholem, the kulal. Yeah? So maybe in one echetimtze, yes. If it was cold and the guy put it back in the oven, yeah? It's time not good to buy mechayev gavna. And we call mekoyim, but it has to be a sholem. So the shayla is, why is there a locher of a sholem? The aloha of the sholem is the algemeine aloha. Or is epis the aloha of sholem in lechem mishneh? So chepza for lechem mishneh is a din sholem. This was the chkira be'etzim of the Netziv. And it's interesting that before the Netziv, no one spoke about it. And there's no reason to think different. Mechateisa, it's a chaloiz din lechem mishneh. So the Netziv Be'etzem in the Tshuva, the Netziv says like this. Hikshu HaChaveir. Why you have to have, why the Chaverim asked the Shver, how it could be when one of the kids comes late, you just take out two pieces of bread and you tell him, make a moitzi. Make a moitzi. Where's the Shalom? And they bought a raya from Lila Seder. In Lila Seder we have three matzahs, we break the middle one. Why we have three? We have three, Kohen Levi Yisrael, but why we have three? To have Shleimus. So Dr. Asa, raya? About is the Indian to have a sholem when we make the moitzah? Shabbos Kodesh, Elike Pesach. So we take a sholem. Abel say, Me'akev and Din Lechem Mishneh. And he says, Lo yayin, I make my sholem. He says he has two rayas that Lechure is a Heftzeh V'din sholem. He says like this, the Ramos says, if someone doesn't have Lechem Mishneh and Shalashudas, Chosh to try to have one sholem. He says, what do you mean? He doesn't have lechem mishneh. Take the one and break it to two. You'll have lechem mishneh. Sholem is a klei ne'inyan, yeah? Breakfast, we didn't make sholem. It's ne'inyan. Lechem mishneh is chosh v'zach. It's a tzad lechem mishneh is deraisa, Shmuel Shabbos says. So lechem mishneh is deraisa, sholem is epsa inyonim. So why the Rambam says in sholem shudas? Lechem mishneh. Also he says, lekatchilo to have lechem mishneh, but Chosh one sholem. Take the sholem, call it the two. Al kochoch, and he's allowed to call it the two. Another aloha state, well, so we'll get there today, that in Shab and weekday when you make a moitzi, so you start to cut the challah, the bread, a little bit more before, that will not be a big hefsek. In Shabbos, state not to cut it before. Some people make a line with a knife, someone don't make, oh, we'll get to that aloha also today. But not to cut it. Why? Zog de Ramo, it's a tesis. Shem on a mistake, it will break. And you will not have a lechem mishneh. I will have three lechem, not two. I have three lechem mishnehs. I have one whole and two break ones. But maybe I will not have sholem. So during the week also don't cut. Maybe you will not have sholem. The tenets is, maybe I will not have sholem. Mishneh zay greis aveir. But Shabbos, if you will cut the bread in a mistake, you start to cut it and then it will be loose. You won't have a Yitzhak Shalom, you will not have a Shalom. So Nisbar Lehedye, Nisbar Lehedye, that if it's cut, it's not, it felt in Lechem Mishneh. It's not Shani, it's not, it's not Yachol Yod, it's not the Netziv. Shita Sarif, and Lila Seder, you don't have to have two, three. You have two? It's right, Lechem Oini, Shaini, Malala, Abbas, no, Hadin Lechem Mishneh, Yontef. So we see it's not me'akev. As I clear the Netziv. So Achkir is, mitzal echo, misvor epshuto, the din lechem mishne was, sholem, stam, from the algemein ha'alochem from sholem, mitzal sheli, the Netziv is me'orir, he has two rayas, from the ha'alochem, not to call it a little bit by Shabbos, and from the ha'alochem from the Ramo, and that they katchil it to have chotch one sholem, is mashma, that is mashma that it's not me'akev. That mashma is a chefze v'din sholem. It goes weiter. Says, what do you say? So what is the halacha? Mishle m'sholem michem. It's halacha lechem mishle. Zeichel lamon. What was the zeichel lamon? Lo k'tupo mayim. Shmur b'gzal. Lechsim lechem mishle. So it was a lechem mishle on Friday. So we have lechem mishle. But why would be a reason to have two shleimus? It's mamash, no reason. Zog the Netziv, you know, lecha bacha. Maybe it's not called lechem. It's not lechem mishne. It's called puso. During the week, it's no deed to make a moitzi on a lechem. A moitzi lechem in the oritz, yeah? No deed on a lechem. So a puso is also good. Sholem is not a mile. But Shabbos is lechem mishne. Maybe lechem mishne is not called if it's not sholem. It says, shteit in afrosh haschale. So how do you shteit lechem? The person makes little pieces. He's also chayim bechale. But then he brings down that he found a mocker, shteit and lechem aponim, that if the lechem aponim broke, he can't be yoytze, it's not called lechem aponim. And he says, maybe lechem aponim, it's not a raya, lachmei toido. Shteit, you have to bring shloishim lachmei toido. If someone sliced the lachmei toido, he can't be yoytze lachmei toido with it. So he says, oh. So the chap of shleimus and lechem mishne is not the algemein din of sholem. As the din felt in lechem. So I thought about mitzad sheini, shteit in Pesach, that you could use the matzah. broken matzah. Zog the Netziv, Bebeni, I want to say as a achlota. I want to say as a achlota. Be'etzem, it's not, mitzadadin shleimes, avada ze'inin kol ha'terikulo. The new alochev lechemishne says like this. What is called lechem and not perusa? The way it comes in front of you to the table. If it comes a piece, this is called lechem mishne. If it came whole and you broke it to two, it's not called a lechem. Mele, when a person has one bread and he will cut it to two for shalashudis, he lost. He doesn't have a lechem mishne. But if the kid came into the meal, in the middle of the meal, you could give him two pieces already sliced before he came into the room, and it's called lechem mishne. What? So why in Pesach you have three matzahs? First the Rif says they have two. And the Kalmukim is the Indian of Shalem. Pesach Bnei Melochim, we machmir alechumras. This is the Achroi of the Netziv. So I'm not saying, I said this is what I meant to say, Tzadikim Yelchubo Bereshoi Mikoshlubo. You know, everyone was brought up that you have to find the Lechem Mishneh. Matriach Zayn. So first, I'm not saying, my guests come, I give them a Lechem Mishneh. I mean, when my kids come late, yeah, especially for Shalom Shudas, but that's clear. So, I don't let them to cut another bread to make a bal tashchis. No one under the bar mitzvah there. All the bar mitzvah come in time, yeah. And I get the two prizes. That's the lechem mishneh. The netziv is lechem mishneh. And it's not for a bochur to know himself. I have a lechem mishneh. On the bochur, sometimes one of the bread is a little bit broken. So you have to say it. Now you ate it in Shalem, but you ate it in Lechem Mishneh. So listen, Sidoa Lechem Mishneh, it's called the Netziv's Lechem Mishneh. The Velt says Pshat, the Mishneh Bura brings down, that if a person has a broken bread, he could, for Lechem Mishneh, you could put a little piece of wood inside, like a Q-tip, and you put it together, and it looks Shalem. And it's not called Bainu B'Shabbos. I mean, you don't have to put it, you can put a fork inside and put it together. Yeah, that's not meritzes. You put a knife and you put the two pieces together. So the shayla paiskim asks, what's he does? So I saw the haitikas, I forgot where, but I remember I saw one of the haitikas. He says that the fidei netziv, be'etzem, one of them is also lechem mishneh. It looks better, so maybe we do it. But the yisayin is giboid of them, that be'etzem, I'll explain in a second where is the nafkemina. The moshul is a big argument. Machlik is gdoilo, gdoilo. Again, you have to know, nisht ala mekad of the netziv. Asach are not masking mamish lehedya. What I'm saying be'etzem is that if a person has two breads, even that someone took off a bite of every one of them, yeah? It's a machmish tois. Not so bad.
That pizza putting it together doesn't work if it came apart.
If it comes in front of you. But that doesn't work like that, yeah? If it broke in front of you, then it doesn't help to put it back together. But the moshul, the seder, a lot of times it's very hard to find shleimus. So it's the eitzah that is said b'shem Shlomo Zalman, even the lemais in most of the sforim from the talmidim shem b'fakel b'shem Shlomo Zalman, in some places it says yofakel the nishfakel. Then one of the eitzahs is you take the matzah, you take out a match, and you burn the edge where it's broken, becomes a shalom. This is what we do in our house. We have a lot of shleimus. I never chap why the whole. Till I got older, I never chap was the whole matzah of shleimus. Yeah, take matches, Pesach, and you go around and around. Especially the oil of machmut, the kfulis, you know, so every matzah stays suffering kfulah. So pieces are broken off. So then you don't have shleimus. Then you take matches and you burn it. The ma'aser of Shemazamah for sure said that if you put it back in the oven, it becomes shalom. That's Shemazamah close said. I'm not speaking of the people that had it even toast. If you put it back, it becomes. This is a kulev, some of the rabbanim, the mutzal meish, that you could take, you know, the toast, you take toast, it's a shalom. Yeah, this is really a bigger chumra because Shlomo Zalman says it looks like a piece of bread. Shlomo Zalman didn't like that it's called and it's shalom. The whole toast, you just put it in the toaster and it's toast. And it's a shalom, burned from all different sides.
During the week it's good.
What?
During the week it's good.
Why? If you don't need anyway, so it's good. But for lechem mishneh, so again, the oilam that comes from the bismedrash of the netziv, no, סידר לכם משנדו. It's like doing the week. And two pieces of bread, it's shalom. As the eating of Shabbos, Seder. So same thing with the guy with the matzahs. The ma'ay said, it's okay. You're right, there's a problem that it's broken. Kedai u'em netzi, the ayin of the sense is fake swaken. First, the feeling of netzi was called shalom. For the inyonim of shalom, I'm saying, I have the matzahs for Rosh Hashanah. So I'm saying again, I'm not saying to be maker with that. But to know the tzus of the shmaisen. To know the tzus of the shmaisen. Yeah, but Chazal said lechem. Yeah, yeah.
Look, that's
what she
had the whole thing.
Why?
If each one.
I don't know how the mon was. Maybe when they picked it up, it crumbed. You know how the mon went? Who's a portion? Was a big piece. How the mon was? Little slices, rolls. How the machlekes how it was? I think it was like a piece of snow. You dig it. Now we get invited. Let me get right. So the first halacha, you have to have shleimus. You have to have shleimus. You have to have shleimus. Shabbos says, "Ve'ugo shenisaf uktzas v'adayin lenechtach mina yishem um diyotzim bo." The second halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, but maybe that we'll skip the second halacha, we'll go to the third halacha, and from that we'll be masgul the second halacha. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Beitzei al shtei kikores shleimus. Sheoiches beyodei v'beitzei," you have to put your hands on it. We said again, "Shas l'shem Hashem," you pick it up. And by night you cut the bottom one, by day you cut the top one. Shalashud is the minig of the oilam is to put it near each other, not one on top of each other. It's the minig. How much chalas, how much bread do you have to cut for lechem mishnah? So the Shulchan Aruch state, you put one on top of each other, and you beitzeya, beitzeya et ha'tachtoino, u'bayoyim beitzeya et ha'elyoino. Zog the Mishnah Berurah, u'bayoyim, sh'ari lo inema lechem mishnah, elo belekite, ve'loch tu lechem mishnah. So you have to take two lechem mishnahs, but to cut, is enough to cut one of them. והמהרשל והשלו נוהגו לחתר שניהם כפירוש הרשב"א. וכן הסכים הגרו. ומנהג הגרו, מנהג הרשב"א, is to cut both. והיא מקפיד על היצורף, it's very expensive for you to cut two. או יש שולש חלס גדולס ושולש קטנס. ובכל בצעוד או ביצע אחס גדולו ואחס קטן. ומשתבור אז מסיים, והאוילום נוהגים כשולחנו. דאוילום, זה פשוט היה. והאוילום, נוהגים כשולחן ערוך. The Goyen, the Shlo HaKodesh, I think most people said, it's tefillah today, yeah? נוהגים to cut the two chalas. אבל ראי לא. Don't follow Shlos, they don't say the tefillah is a Shlo. They cut one. אז אני שתהיה עם משתפור. לא מגיע כסי. So the mice in most of the oilom, I try to be makvid miyad, to be kaim bizalocha, yeah? To be tzea too. So I want to be mask. The mocker from this halacha, is a Gemara in Broches. It's a Gemara in Broches. It's good to know this. It's a Machlekes with the Nisim Karelis. So what am I going to say? Omar Rabab, ובשבס חיוב אודום לפצויה על שתי כיכורס. מיתי מלחם מישנה כסיב. סתם, אינטרסנט, for many mentioning, the סוגי גמורה ברוכס למטס, the גמורה says, רוסו גדולו וקטנו שלם, what is better, שולם, גודל, חוביב, the גמורה says, שולם is עודיף, then the גמורה says, אבל אין פסח, לכולה אלמה, you can have a broken one, לחם אוי נקסיב, אומר הבאבה, הוא בשבס חייב לפצוע על שתי כיכורס. It's mashma that it goes on the shleimus. Matay melechem mishneksi. This is the main ref on Rab Abba. B'Shabbes chayev livtzoya al shtei kikores. Omar Rav Ashi. Chazina l'Rav Kahane. Denoki trei ve'botz achat. This is what Shulchan Aruch paskin. He took two, but he cut one. So this is the idea to pick them up also. It looks like you're taking the two. Rab Zeire ha've'botz ha'akul ha'shiruse. Zogt Rashi. Prusa gdoilo shiyadailo lechol asuudo. It's called the festipiece. It'll be enough for the whole meal. Omar leravina leravashi vokom ischazek rav sanusa. It looks like a rav tom. It takes a big piece. Omar lekeva de kol yoyme lekovidoche. Voim lekovidochi lemischazek rav tenusa. You see, for it's for Kovet Shabbos. This is the Gemara. So Rabbado Omar Chayev Odom Lifzoy al Shtei Kikores. Ravashi Omar Chazin el Rav Kahane de Noki Trei Bebotza Chad. Rab Zeire Botza Akula Shirusa. The Rashbo is Choylek on Rashi. And he says, Rab Zeire Botza Akula Shirusa. It's a Isofe. Rab Abbe holds you have to cut two. Rav Ashi said to cut one. Rab Zeire didn't cut only two. All of the Lechomim that they were planning to eat in the Sudo, all of them he cut right away b'sha'as ha'moitz. As they pass in the Rashba. B'meile, zog de goyim. While the Rashba learns that Fakert Rav Ashi said to cut one, Rav Abba said to cut two, Rav Ashi said to cut one, and Rav Zeire said to cut all of them, so we pass in again like Rav Abba and Rav Zeire, and b'meile we mechuyev to cut all of the bread. From here came the Chumur, and as they state in Ma'aser Rav, that the Ma'aser Rav would cut, the Goyim would cut two Lechomim and Evi Sude. And this is what the Mishneh Berurah brings down. Now, the Shaila is like this. It's okay. So some people are Machmur, Taka, the Beyoitze, the Chilush, and Rav Zeire, and not only to cut two, to cut all the breads that you're planning to eat. These are the two Shinas. Now, I don't want to go in to the whole Olach Yelech of the Sugya. The Shaila of Merkozis is like this. They decided to pass it like Rav Zeire, like Rav Abba, that you have to cut the two Lechomim. Now, Rav Zeire didn't cut only two, he cut all the ones that he wanted to eat. What state in Rav Zeire? And if there's 10 breads on the table, the hidur is not to cut only two, to cut all of the 10. Why Rav Zeire said to cut 10? Lechemishne is two. How Rav Zeire got to the number 10? Tell us, it's Kovet Shabbos. Every bread that is on the table, you have to cut. So, klaren de lomde. If a person has two breads and he only wants to eat one, this happens, came out in a lot of families that don't have a lot of guests. Yeah? Now, you don't want to cut two. Bal tashchus. But you want to be yotze the goyim. You have to cut two or you don't have to cut two. The bachur yeshiva, you have only one bulka. Going to Simcha. They only gave you one anyways. So you could do shutef with another guy near you. You do a mitzvah together. And then you could cut both. This is the eitzah, yeah? But I'm a zel, you know. You don't have a good guy sitting near you, yeah? So, you only have one. You want to be eitzah the goyim? What is the oimek of the shayla? What is the mask of the oimek of the shayla? The oimek of the shayla is, we pass in Rav Abba that you have to cut to both. B'yitzei atrei. Rav Ashi said, no ki trei v'nochom v'b'yitzei achad. Rav Zeire goes back like Rav Abba and he says, Rav Abba plus. Other name. Rav Abba said two, Rav Ashi said no. As lechemishne no ki trei v'b'yitzei achad. Rav Zeire, if you want to eat all of them, you have to cut all of them. But if I don't want to eat all of them, Rav Abba is enough to eat, only to cut one. And as I saw last Shabbos, we have Nissim Karelitz, the new sefer that came out from Nissim Karelitz in Chashabbos, Tzias HaPas, as I saw Rav Nissim Karelitz. In Chofetz Chaim, that's a shteit faker. Chofetz Chaim says, we makpid alo yitzoe, if it's very expensive, do one big one and one small one. If you makpid alo yitzoe, so he's cutting only one anyways. Chofetz Chaim says, if it's too expensive to you, so I'm all Chofetz Chaim, in Chashabbos, you have to make chalas yourself. So then Chofetz Chaim, so make one big one and one small one. What, if I'm not trying to eat both. When I say it's mashma in the Loshon of the Ma'aser Rav, the Loshon from the Ma'aser Rav is, Tomid hoyo lo shesh chalas l'shabes. Tomid hoyo lo shesh ubatzal shtei chalas shleimes. Nimtze lekol ha-shabes kulo shesh chalas. Umechuvan al pi ha-zoyar. ופמחס היו מונחים לפון אוף כמה חלוס ובוצה את כולו. So, you have to go later to the sugya to know. Rav Nissim Karelitz is making again. Shulchano Mishabur said, "Va'olam noyagim ki Shulchano." But I've seen. Chafetz Chaim Zachroes, you don't have to. But it's like Alamo. We want to know what is the seder advarim, what is the minogim. Is the inin al pi agro to cut both? What is mekubel in the world is taken, not like Rav Nissim Karelitz, that is the inin to cut both. Alamo. Rav Nissim Karelitz is making that if you're not planning to eat both, Avada, you could keep only one. Say that. That's a shame. Lom again, it's that we already decided to be machmir, and from now we start to cut both. Yeah? Am Yisrael Kedoshim. Klot Ramoshe Sternbuch. You have to taste from both or not? You start to give out the amoitzis, yeah? So you give one line, everyone gets to the first challah, then Olam gets to the second challah. I don't know. What is the mimic? Maybe you don't know the meaning because most Oilam Nagu Kashukhano. But the Oilam that Nagu Kagro. So everyone has to taste. You want to be Yoitze. So the Achroi of Ramosha Sternbuch is that the Boitzea has to taste from both. And the Oilam is enough that they will taste only from what?
All
10? What? Not from both, not from all 10.
Five from both.
But here we go to the next shayla, to the third shayla. Everyone has to taste in the lechem mishnah or not? The pashtus, the Chofetz Chaim says for sure yes. Kimat, kimat mefurish. We'll go weiter. Chofetz Chaim says, read the lashon of Chofetz Chaim. ונוכן לינוי כשזה שביצע יכוון ליפטר בבירקס המויצי כל המסובים. וגם יאמר למסובים שיכוונו לוצץ בברכוסר. So we'll go a step right. Our chira was, if you have to eat from both, we asked if everyone has to eat from one, and we're going now בעצם to a third shayla, even before that. Chofetz Chaim says, you have to be moitzi the oilom and amoitzi, and they have to be yoitzi and you're amoitzi. That the loike eile, that when they get a piece of amoitzi, they make amoitzi themselves. Okay? Kevon shoyitzi atzme min haklal, min amoitzi himself, he was not yoitzi in lechem mishnah. He doesn't want to be with him. I'm kenshaychus to deal. I don't want to be yoitzi with your amoitzi. I'm kenshaychus to deal. I'm not yoitzi with lechem mishnah. Chvil nish machal lechem mishnah. Chvil nish. Amoitzi alein. So the Chofetz Chaim says, nochoim, שהביצה יחבר ליפטר בברכס המויצי כל המסובים ויאמר למסובים שיחבנו לא צץ בברכוסרי יכולי לו וחס that they will not make a ברוכה themselves. So well, this is some אחרונים תיינה, אז הם מפורש של חופץ חיים and to מסייע את הדת חופץ חיים to bring down and ספר הפרדס that שומע מהגרו שצורך להיזוהר בזה חסם ספר brings down that if they don't יויצה אל המויצי they are not mekayim lechem mishnah. And this is what we say in Neuerbach, and this is mashma lechayodo. And they bring down the Chaim Brisk was mad with it. Le'umas them, the Buchacher, the Eishel Avrom from Buchach, Tainas, that was a minig, that everyone made a moitzi themselves. I saw in one of the Sforim from the Heintikers in Bnei Brak, Tainas and the Chofetz Chaim also has masked him not to say it so sharp. It says, read, you have to read Chofetz Chaim. We beg Chofetz Chaim that you have to. It says, read it good, state fakert. The nochoin ligering, sheze shebeitze ayichav el lifter. What is nochoin? Chayev! On them is nishke lechem mishne. State klon nishna ze. That even if it's not mechaven, me yoitze lechem mishne. It's kidai, kidai. Nochoin. Ein lech nabi, these people are not nochoin. But already not to say the nish ois gehal. If the Chofetz Chaim would hold, like Rav Moshe Sternbuch holds, that these people that make a moitzi themselves are not yoitze lechem mishneh, was is nochen linoig, chayev linoig, muchach linoig. Nochen linoig. Nochen linoig means, sinishta zachiyut. It's the richtige zach zatan. Person was the father of mishneh buhe, it's kidai to do it. Now, so lemaise, the achoas apoiskim, lemaise is, a person that doesn't have a minig, for sure, to to be noyek, to be yoytze, not to make a moitze. We have a achroef and chafetz chaim, and we have gdoyle oilo. People that have a different minig, yesh lem al mal lismoich. From where came that chassidish minig that some people make a moitze, especially the noshim? The most people, so some noshim come from Amiratzes, and them rep them nish. I'm speaking in the choshev hazel. The reason is because a lot of times they don't understand and they don't mechaven noshim daitom kalas aleihem and big simchas, people didn't hear the bracha, so they were manik. And also sometimes there's a half second, 5 minutes till you get a challah. So you have to know, you're allowed to be mafsik, not allowed to be d'yevet, like a tchile. So for a lot of different reasons like that, because of that, they were manik that the ladies or the, some people will make a moitzi alein and will not be a shayla bichlal. Yesh lehem al mal lismech. Shul Zalman Orabach said that the people that are yoitze a moitzi for sure is the inyan that they will eat from the lechem mishmeh. The people that make a moitzi themselves, Shem Zalman said, they could take a piece of bread from the table and make a moitzi also. Anyway, Shtatzach Nishtutzu Yenem. So if you're not yoitzi Yenem a moitzi, about Lemaise, the most Poskim say that Avade Fakelt Go. If you're yoitzi Yenem a moitzi, maybe you could eat a different piece of challah. But if you're not yoitzi with Yenem a moitzi, Chodsh eat from the Lechem Mishneh. On them, you're not connected to the Lechem Mishneh Michal. So again, so the Achroah is a person that doesn't have a minig, you know, his father comes from a place that has no minig from before. So the halacha is to be yoytze amoytze with the moytze, and to taste from the amoytze. To be makbid on both, and lekatchila, if you could have a kezais from the prusa from the moytze, this is the dovor haroi. If you cannot, and Rosh Hashanah says because of that, the akpod mishnebu also that everyone will have a lela seder three matzes and azayis noeg and alev. That everyone from Bar Mitzvah gets three matzahs that he will have, because on them the people don't get from the Lecha Mishneh. I'm only going to have a brekale, maybe a brekale, not a kezayis. I said, like, you have to have a kezayis in the Lecha Mishneh. So if your father has matzahs like a pizza pie, and a chanami. But if not, you can get, in most houses even, he doesn't get even from the Lecha Mishneh epis. Everyone, you start to give the Lecha Mishneh, he will be a hefsek, he will eat, he move from Achilles Pras. So everyone gets a bag, everyone gets apples that they give him, everyone takes his own matzahs. So b'meir, this is the real meaning. I'm saying again, yesh al melismich, a person can come and say, you know, people came, people didn't have money to buy matzahs, people didn't have kosher matzahs. But I'm saying, what the meaning is, you go to Choshev ibn Teir and you see that everyone gets three matzahs, you understand from where the meaning comes, that they could have from Pusa Yoyna, from Pusa Tachtoyna, all the men. Ladies are not matzahs, but all the men, this is what all the houses that I was, this is what I saw, that the remark be that everyone from the men will get three matzahs. The bar mitzvah. But I'm saying, this is the roi. The shlav bet is chosh to be yoitze to taste. Even if you're not yoitze in the broche. Shem Zalman says, if you're not yoitze in the broche, but you have it, you don't have to even taste from the prusa from the amoitze. Now, there's a one mishayle that be'etzem, Shem Zalman Oyerbach was ma'oyeret, we have to have lechem mishneh. Sometimes we don't have a lechem mishneh. So what you do? You take from, you knock on the neighbor, and you take a challah. Or sometimes you take from the guy that sits near you, yeah, he didn't come yet. Okay, you got the shah brochas, you take from the guy near you, and you shiv on the zogim, everything belongs to everyone, because they don't even have. And the shah brochas, you know, they have like a big American bulkadolphin, and you take the one, and you plan to give it back. You're not allowed to take two. There's no shayla about it. It's gezel gum if you have two. So, Shem Zalman Oyerbach clears us that. How you eat a lechem mishneh? It's not roi for you to eat. If you eat it, you're over on gezel. I'll explain. We explain you have to take two, and from two, you make a brocha on one. Has to be a lekicha of tzvei, mitoch shtayim, you eat a echo. If I can't eat it, Shem Zalman called it tzor chiyun kod. He said that, it's the Shabbos brings down to Eknon, hey, the ma'aseh it's roi with permission. It's b'teiras to eat. I gotta have to ask permission. Shem Zalman clear the belabazay. What would be if the challah is frozen? If you're allowed to take out a frozen challah from the fridge to be mashmi. So Shem Zalman and Shmirah Shabbos says you cannot. Only if you're planning to eat the suda long enough that it will defrost during the suda.
Every piece of challah is on Shabbos
Tuesday night. Ba ba ba. It's not chashav. So the Yankee official said that he checked that every frozen challah, if you take a knife and you scrape it, you could eat. So he checked himself. So maybe a very deep, deep frozen, yeah, but that's every normal freeze. You just chop it a little bit and you scrape it. So again, you could eat it. So mainly every challah you could eat in 5-10 minutes. So mainly he says he doesn't think there's a problem but it's in a frozen challah. You have to, it's different kind of challahs, like Erev Pesach and that, but this is more coolest because we Iker Adin, it's Roy Le'achile, you have to know how to miyashiv. This is the second Zach, where Rav Shmuel Zalman was Meir. Another Zach, the Poskim have a shayla if you're allowed to use Mezoinus for Lecha Mishneh. So there's two kind of cases. There's one case that a person doesn't have bread and he's kriveh sude and mezoinus. So then a lot of person want to say that it could do pasa bobe kisnim. Shmir Shabbos says, even with a case that you're not kriveh sude on it, a person with mezoinus comes to shalashudas and he only has one challah. Happens. Kenesh trefer lecha mishnah. So before he knew the netziv, he caught it because he thought that the two prusas are good. Today we know that even if you're in the netziv, you can't stand it. What's the top? So the Shmir Shabbos and Poshta Eitze. Take a piece of cake and put it down. So Machlek is a Poiskim. Suffolk the Kula. Pasa Babakism is Mitzaret. You're not planning to eat it. But if you would eat it for the Kviya Suda, it would be Chayv and Amoitzi. So even the Maise, now you're not eating it. So Nazay Zek the Shmir Shabbos. A lot of times, Bochum and Chab, I run out. I don't have Lecha Mishnah. So people come to the house, you take a 5 rogel, you give it.
Piece of cake is good. That's called
the shalom. Let's see. Right. So if you could, you could give him rogalach. Why didn't say rogalach? Rogalach because some people hold a suffix if lechem mishnah has to have a kezayis or not. So rogalach has, but the moshul of pretzel will be a shayla. But again, b'shas atchak, you have a challah, you take out one pretzel, you give him. It's a shalom. Pretzel is a shalom. Better a rogalach. I remember I was a bacher. I was a bacher. Alamoli came late. Had a bag of pretzels. You know, the night ago. He took like a little pretzel. So he said, "Famir is genug." Shalashudas. Anyway, the Ramo said, "One bread b'shas atchak." Mezoinus. The Shmir Shabbos says you can be mitzaref. So those shittas that you don't have to have a kezayis for lechem mishnah. So b'meile. I'm saying avad enough. But again, the chokhm is allemal to know you're stuck, you know, bad kum ben azmanim, you go to the country, you're stuck somewhere, on lecha mishne, to know, amol you could use the second pretzel. But again, I'm saying, to be kovei on it, a suda, you have to have a shiur kvi a suda. But if it's the second pretzel, so then the second lecha mishne, I'm saying, amar abadah, yoyser ho, yorogal, or something more choshuv, and if you didn't see, you could get, be'etzem, you take a slice of bread. You take a slice of bread that was already sliced. Before the mele, you make a bracha.
What's better, slice of bread or?
Slice of bread is better. Better from a shalom of a pretzel, for sure. Even for ragale. It's a pasal of a kisnim is a machlekes. Netziv, it's a double shem iskab. Lom again, it's a bishpet. I want b'ktzorah to go duch the halachas of shvuas. The first shayle, what by some people, I'm not so sure if it's negeh to most of the oilam here, the Chofetz Chaim in Mishneh Brura and Chelek Hei brings down different minhagim when you're allowed to start to take haircuts. Some people take only Erev Shavuos, some people take Mishleish Simei Hagbale, and some people take from Rosh Chodesh Siva. Klal de Welt, lefi the oilam that I'm knowing to start to take haircuts from Rosh Chodesh Siva. You're allowed to take a haircut tomorrow or not. What is the tzadye? As even Rosh Chodesh Iyar was a Mishneh Brura that 40% kept that Mishneh Brura and they shaved Friday because Rosh Chodesh Be'etzem Shabbos, but you're allowed to, Mishneh Brura says, if it's Chal Be'erev Shabbos, you're allowed to. It's a Mishneh Brura that if like Bo'imer is Sunday, you're allowed to shave Friday already. It's covered Shabbos. So if you're allowed to take a haircut Sunday, you'd be allowed to take a haircut already Friday at Skovet Shabbos. So as I stated in Primagodim, Rosh Chodesh Sivan Shechal B'Yom Aleph, מותר להסתפר בערב שבס הקודם לי. כמו שהיתר הרמו להסתפר בלג בוימר שחל בי עם ערב שבס, בפני כבוד השבס. נוכח משלוים אז חוילק, אני says, נא, עונש כאן שייכס, לג בוימר, the פשט is, it's כבוד שבס, and also if you don't shave today, maybe you will forget to shave like Boimer, and then next Shabbos, so it's two Shabbos. This Shabbos, and you forget like Boimer, it's next Shabbos. So for two Shabbos, you will look better. As they zog lechoch mashleim. Shom Zalman Erbach says that the Primogodim didn't mean Kovet Shabbos to shave for Kovet Shabbos. Bichlal, shave for Kovet Shabbos, bichlal nishkan Kovet Shabbos. That's not the Pshat. So what is the Pshat? It's not Kovet Shabbos that Sunday everyone will look dirty Shabbos, Pitam Sunday, it looks like everyone is going to a wedding. So that's a cover for Shabbos, it does. This was the heter of the Rabbah. While the Oilom will be taking haircuts like Bo'imer, as Nishkin covered Shabbos. What? We personally are not allowed to shave Erev Shabbos. We don't say Kovet Shabbos is Deicha Avenus. We don't say that. Chofetz Chaim is foolish. Only in Primogodim, only in Kovet Shabbos, and like Moim are you allowed? So we don't go now with that heter. Now the Shaila is, if you're allowed to, so Shem Zaman learned that the Kovet Shabbos, what the Primogodim spoke about is, that if you will do it after Shabbos, it's a bizarre for Shabbos. Lemaiser Rebbe Eliashiv Rebbe Moshe Feinstein Paske Natu, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos Ohol that you're allowed to. It's not a besser as nish. Now, as another aloha, you're not allowed to be make his dam erev Shavuos. Moshe, they come to collect blood for Amol. All these cars come to collect blood. Erev Shavuos, you're not allowed to give blood. Why? Say Paske Shulchan Aruch. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Osur lehakis dav erev Shavuos, shenemar yom tvoyach. What is yom tvoyach? Zog the Gemara, b'shas matan teire was a shade that came out, and he says, im atem mekabli mesateire mutov, v'im lav ani toyveach. So b'meile, he wants to kill us. And if blood comes out, he could chop around and kill us. Zog in the Mefoshim, but this was b'shas matan teire. What is the shaykhis? It says, Mucha from here, you say to the Rashba, that every year is a new Kabbalah Satere, and every year the Tvoyach comes Erev Shavuos, and every year he says, Yim Tamekabal Mesatere Mutov, Vim Lavani Tovech, and he kills all the people that are not Mekabal the Tere. But we see them walking, it's not, the Neshom is really Tavuach. Because the Tvoyach goes around, and he says, Yim Tamekabal Mesatere, and you think that this Aloch is as a Gadete. I remember Reb David Heksher, Zecher Tzadik, Bekodesh Livroche, he was sick, and he had Yenem Achle. And the doctors wanted to make the operation Erev Shavuos. Rav Vozner passed him to do it, and Rav Shach said not to do it. It's dangerous. So the Hamush operation could save him from Yenem Achle, but Mistom he will die from Tvoyach. So he said, if it's not Mamish Pikuach Nefesh, Rav Vozner said, any minute earlier to take out the Machle, it's the Chavad Agut. Rav Shach said, it's the Chasakol, it's the Tvoyach. The Malach is going around with knives. So I'm saying this Aloch is Nishkin Stam Lichas Al Meshichem. I'll go weiter. The Mishnah Berurah paskins the halacha, and most people do it that erev Leil Shavuos we daven late. Me'achrim leispalel arvis beknisa Shabbos Shavuos she'iu yemei asfira memtes yomim tmimim. Now the Shloss says the ikar is not to do kiddush and not to eat the suda, but you're allowed to daven earlier. Lemay said the minig klal Yisrael k'doshim here. You're seeing all the places the minig is to daven late. I'm always a bochum that didn't know it. They went to Shtiblach like, to make an early minyan because they saw everyone is davening late, yeah? And they wanted noch to battle tzach to go in the middle of the night in the Kaisel, yeah? So, b'meile, they went to early minyan. You have to know that it's minig Yisrael k'doshimim that Leil Shavuos we daven late, tmimis. Frank the Mefoshim, if it's an inyan from tmimis, so why the first night we don't, if by you it's the second night of Pesach, but it's the first night of Chol HaMoed, why are you not makpid to daven early to chab the tmimis early? As they, we say you have to dive in the end late to be a tmimis, why we don't have to start to count? So the Maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yishtadel kol ma she'efshar la'akdume, kedei she'iyah yoyser tmimis. Maaseh, the Chofetz Chaim says to try to dive in early. But the Maaseh, the minig of the world is not to be marked in so much. So the Achoinim explain like this. It doesn't make a difference when you count. The day is counted. about the last day after 49 days, Shavuos comes. If you count late, it doesn't make a difference. That day is the first day of the Omer. But if you mekabel Shavuos early, you are memayet from the tmimus of the memtes yoim she'achrei magim Shavuos. Now, it's a big argument. I know we spoke about it a couple of times in the shiurim. The Olam know that Lel Shabbos of Rabbi Yashiv and the Oid Paskin and Erev Yontef, it's not enough to stop to do melacha before Shkia. You have to say bepe areini mekabel Tais Shabbos. If not, you're missing that mitzvah chashuv of Tais Shabbos. You have to say areini mekabel Tais Shabbos. If not, you're not mekabel mitzvah Tais Shabbos. So now the shaila is what to do in Erev Shavuos this week. Next Lel Shishi. To say areini mekabel Tais Shavuos or not. If you say it early, it's a felt in the tmimus. If you don't say it, you're even in the midst of Tais Shabbos. Tais Shavuos. So what do you do?
Isn't the tmimus going on the sphere?
What?
Isn't the tmimus going on the sphere?
Right, but if you say areini mekabel Tais Shavuos, so the sphere finished. Why not allow the daven ma'ariv Lel Shavuos? Because you finished the tmimus. You kilu cut, you have to have a tmimus, and you start the day earlier. So what do you do? Do you mekabel Tais Shavuos? Or you're not mekabel Tosfos. If you're mekabel Tosfos, you're over at Pimus. You're not mekabel Tosfos, you're over at Aloch at Tosfos. So in Ponim Yofos, he brings down to say, Areini mekabel the meloche and not the Kedusha. Also in Shabbos, when I said, Azayitza, I mekabel not to do the meloches. The Shmir Shabbos told me to mekabel. We'll go by it. Yeah, to mekabel the whole thing. But mainly, I don't have a achroa. Every year, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu brings in, we do. It's not Cheney, everyone wants to make Kabbal Tosfos, to make Kabbal Torah, yeah? Now, why would, Lemay said the Shaila like this, why we have 2 days Shavuos? I'm saying the Chutzlah, let's take it, yeah? There's no Sfeik in the Yoyimah. Till Shavuos, the Shluchim came all over. They started to count in Pesach. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach. They had to know when was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Not when was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and not when was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And that time it was not Nogia to the date of Chodesh Sivan. It's 50 days from Pesach. So till then, the Shluchim knew. Everyone came. So Chasim Sefer says, steht im Rambam, Gzeire otu shar yomim toivim. Zog the Chasim Sefer lefize, could be that Yontef Sheni of Shavuos is more chomor from every Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Every Yom Tov Sheni is, Be'etzem, in our days, we don't have a suffix. About, Minag HaVisayim B'yodayim. Shavuos was a Gzeire Otu Yom Tov Machayim. So even though in Shavuos they never had a suffix. What is the title? In our days, there's no suffix. Say no. About our parents had a suffix, so we suffix, we keep the Minag. Shavuos, our parents also didn't have a suffix. But it was a Takone Otu Shar Yom Tov. So Chasim Sefer says, the Melech could be your Devsheini Haimt in Shavuos is more chomer from every Yom Devsheini. The Achronim, the Dinah, the Chasim Sefer say, but it's only a Gzeira Oto Shar Yomim Tovim. If in our days, Shar Yomim Tovim are loose, so this is also loose. But this really says a Pasha. The Minhag state, because maybe Yachzer Adobah Kekulay. Now, the Gzeira Oto Shar Yomim Tovim is a Gzeira Gmur. This is the Sofer. Now, again, it's kedai to remember Lel Shavuos is Rabbi Kiva Eiger b'tshuva, tshuva Aleph, that a lady that forgets Yalev Yovri b'yontef, Rabbi Kiva Eiger wants to say that she will not have b'choizot to say Yalev Yovri. Why? Because Isha is not chayv b'simchas yontef. B'meile, while Isha is not chayv b'simchas yontef, b'meile, she doesn't have to b'choizot Yalev Yovri. In Shavuos, even the Gemara says, "Hakol moedim be'atzeres dimin nami lochem," but v'samachta b'chagecha only goes on Pesach Pesach v'Sukkos. So some achronim wanted the time that l'firab kiveiger and Shavuos, if you forget the Alevi Yover, you don't have to be choizer. About the oil, the post we passed in the loyker Rab kiveiger that the Alevi Yover is not because the simchas, it's because chiyuv suda, and Yontev is mechayev kiddush mokim suda. The mele we have to be choizer on the Alevi Yover. But it's kedai to be makbid more to remember not to forget Yalevi Yovai, not to go into the shayla from Rav Kiva Eiger. Klal Yisrael have a minhag al pi deshlo to stay up the whole night and to learn. Nein, if someone, the marshal, half an hour before the end of the night walks to the Kaisel, some is no inyan bichlal to stay awake. So the chosh beinat, you could sleep till then and walk to the Kaisel. The minig was that they learned without no stop. And a person that all the years learned and he came to the Yisrael and wants to go to the Kaisel, he has to make a toast to the door. There's no hetel stam to be over on this halacha and march to the Kaisel. If you want to walk after the morning, say in the afternoon you could walk, the second day, Ashlom kol shiva, you're allowed to go. That's the chil to go to the regel, state kol shiva, you could go. Now,
if you can't learn anyways.
If you can't learn anyway, you could go to sleep.
No, at that point.
Now, so a person that's bekind the halacha, the minhag of Klal Yisrael, that he sits and learns the whole night. I wanted to tell you, I didn't want to say it, but if you ask him, I heard once from one of my rabbeim, you know, the Veld asked a kasha, that it's not worth to stay up by night. You learn, you know, saying, Lamai said, it is. If you eat in yeshiva for an hour, you learn for 5-6 hours, it's worth it. If Chas v'Shalom, you go out to eat somewhere for 3 hours, you come back 1 o'clock, maybe like, it's not worth to stay up. Lel Shavuos. But the Veld asked a kasha, you learn 3 hours, 4 hours, Lel Shavuos, you sleep a day before, a day after it. When, how much Torah is already coming out of it? So first, it's not a kasha, because if will not be a minute to stay awake, you'll learn how much you learn Pesach and Sukkot. Yeah, remember how much hours you learn Pesach and Shavuot. I didn't learn. You say, if I would do different, I could learn more. But the embassy says in Ishtazit, the staying up by night is the Mesilus Nefesh L'Torah. This is the whole idea. We want to show Mesilus Nefesh HaKrov L'Torah. And every person doesn't make a difference how much he sleeps by day, he sleeps by night. The mice in the middle of the night, you become tired, and it's a Mesilus Nefesh to stay awake to learn. And this is the inin of the Akrov of the Mesilus Nefesh. And the later by night, the Mesilus Nefesh is bigger. The man of business has to know the Iker is to learn Mamish till the end, and not Chas v'Shalom to let them afrim to stop him. Now, the Shaila is what to do with Birkas HaTeira. So a person, if he was awake the whole night, before he can't make Birkas HaTeira. The only answer is that he will hear Birkas HaTeira from someone else. If there's no one else to be made to him. So in Avar Abba, Ha'ad HaSaylam, you can mechavet the b'yotze in Birkas HaTeira. If he slept by day, at least a half an hour, he could make in the morning Birkas HaTeira. Because he has to be monefshach. What is the shayla? Why is it suffolk? Suffolk is if every day is mechavet Birkas HaTeira, or only when you sleep by night is a hesach hadas. The few shit is that you sleep by night, so if you're awake, you can't make another Birkas HaTeira. If chazal will metaken every day a separate bracha, so you could. So we suffer, we don't make a bracha, we eat it with someone else. But if you have here someone that slept by day, so in the morning you can make Birkas HaTeira mimanefshach. If the sleeping is me'akev, so sleeping in the day is also a reason to stop. If a new day is a reason to make a bracha, so now it's a new day. So the ma'aser, you have to know, the veld every time likes that someone else will be mo'itzi, I don't know why. But you have to know, if there's no one else, every bocha that slept, and well, 98% of the people slept by day, they could get up and make a Birkas HaTeira. You don't have to wait to have a rabbi.
I mean,
It's not mechavad. Now, what it be, it happens a lot of times. This is Shaila Mitsuya, people that are embarrassed to come to us. They finish to eat, they're very tired. They have to go to sleep for half an hour. Yeah? Let's come and talk. So if he's planning to stay awake from now on until the end of the morning to make a bracha when you wake up. I know. Yeah, you finish to eat 8 o'clock, 8:30. You sleep till 9:30. You get up, you make Birkas HaTeira. If you're planning, this guy sees will not happen.
Before
Chatzos. If he sees it will not happen, you know, he's tired, he's going back for an hour to Bismendash, but he's planning to go back to bed. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says not to make a bracha. Now, what if a person knows that he's planning to do it? So then in the morning, to mechaven that the Birkas HaTeira will only patter him to the first time he goes to sleep. Elokai neshom and Birkas HaMavir Sheina, to hear from someone else. All of the other brachas you could make yourself. If you're Sudai and Ashayotza, you have to go out of the bathroom. The minig is that the veld tries to be yoytze all the brachas from someone else. But again, be'ikar adin, all of the brachas, chutzun l'kai neshama, l'amad r'sheino, you could make on your own. Now, it's different minhogim if to put trees inside the shuls or not. שחנוך שטייט נוהגו לשטוח אסורים בבייס הכנסס. ובבייס, זכר לשמחס מתנתרה, שהיו שם אסורים סובי והר. Make a זכר. There was flowers around the הר סיני. Make a זכר. There was a flowers around the הר סיני. כנכסיב הצוין והבוקר על ירו. So before I'm מסביר, I want to stay a little vault, I'll get out of all. So minik, klar is all, but the chassidim, I know it's a very stark minik, they put decorations, dog, mamish, you know, arrangements, go stark arrangements, yeah? And I go to mechaveiroi. What was the pshat in this minik? The pshat is, why people don't make a zeichel emotional to the kol, to the shofar, to the eish, to the asovim, grass? Yeah, it was a desert, and pitom grass came in. Say, Pshat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the kofa alehem harke gigis, with the whole, show them the Torah is beautiful, the Torah is darchei noyah. The same heart that was kofa alehem harke gigis, Hashem showed them the Torah in the end vaksois, the Torah grows flowers. The Torah is a beautiful Torah, darchei o darchei noyah. You have to be moisar nefesh. Ve'im lav shom tiyeh kfur aschem. This heart is full with flowers. The Derech HaTeire is in the end of the Amolo Shel Teire, Sizis, Siz Mosek. The Rambam for Defen Akuma, Mosek Midvash. Mosek Midvash. You can see the flowers. You see the flowers. So Klal Yisrael Ledoiros, the memory from Simchas, from Kabbalah HaTeire, we have flowers. The Teire is beautiful. And the Mele, we put in the shuls the flowers, to Meramez, with Unzere Kabbalah HaTeire was flowers. Mishnah Berurah brings down, so the Shulchan Aruch state, asovim, grass. It doesn't say that grew trees there. Atzoin v'aboker, al yiru al mula horahu. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, noagu leaniach ilonois. Not because, Har Sinai, ki b'chag nidoinim al apeiros. So the inner of flowers, this is zecher, to the Har Sinai, and the trees were kibachag nidoinim al haperes. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down, v'agro bitel ha-mineg, she'achshov choyka akum le'am idilones. They go and put in their choge, they put trees. So v'meile du'o mevater the mineg. So ma'ise de litvashe, does. It's botel mevutel, stays a meatball. Yeah? Garnish. Now, some people say, a lot of Achroinim, that the bitul of the goyim was only on the trees. Because in the chogah of the goyim, they put trees, they don't put flowers. I didn't think of Vesach Nishtabel. The Yosega Minik from the goyim was they had trees. The Mele, number one. Number two, a Minik from Shulchan Aruch, we don't mevata so quickly. But the Minik from Shulchan Aruch was grass. The trees was the Tosefes. The Tosefes, you could be mevata. Nazir Shmir Shabbos told me. It's already late, so I'll be mekatzel. The Maaseh is two zachen. The meaning of the Bnei Teret and Eretz Yisrael. I know the Maaseh, we've said them all a shir against it, about that b'shas the Megillah of Rus, b'shas the brochus of the Megillah, you stand. It's at Birkas HaMitzvahs. You'll see where you'll be, all the choshev people stand up. What? You don't do it? But as I know, there's a lot of mekoyres against it. There's no chiyuv to stand in the Birkas HaMitzvahs, the Birkas HaMegillah. But Lemaisa, in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is that B'shas make a bracha on a Megillah, because here they do a Megillah Miklaf. Chutzlar, they don't have a Megillah Miklaf. But here they have a Megillah Miklaf, and you yoytze with the Baal Koyre, and he makes a Birkas HaMitzvahs on Mikra Megillah and Shechiyonu. And the minig is, if the Bnei Teire, you'll see all the Chosh of Bnei Teire, they stand, b'shas the brochas, within Birkas HaMitzvahs, is a halacha to stand. So there's a lot more to argue about it, but it's ain't no mekoyme. Now, as another zach, legabe this year, legabe the parshas of Shavua. So the problem is that the Bnei Chutzlos have 2 days yontif, so they will miss a parsha. So what the minig is in most places is, that the ones that are planning to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and Shabbos afternoon they make a minyan, and they read the whole Parshas Nosoi. This was the minyan all the years. Rebbe Yashiv was misnagged to this minyan, and he timed that while it's Yom Tov today, is no Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah yet, so b'meila they cannot do it. So what they did, the places that didn't want to fear this minig. So again, the minig of Mikubul in a lot of places do it, and Yeshal Milismoich and Avada B'diavad. If you listen, you yoitze that they do in Minche, they do Parshas Nosoi. The people that don't want to do it, what they do is the next Shabbos is another minyan in Shtiblach that they call the minyan from Mechutz Loretz, and they read two parshas. Rav Zalman said that they're not mechayv yet in this achzor. They're not mechayv. Now you have to know, the reason not like Rebbe Yashiv is, because Shabbos Mincha already be'etzem is a mechayv of a parsha. This is what you're welcome to read. So I'm saying, yesh al malismoich, what? Shtayim mikra not. Only from Shabbos Mincha, because you could start Parshas Nosa. What?
When
do
you
start Mikra?
This week? After Shabbos?
What? Why don't
you just start
Mikra
from
Nasa? So some people say every time we can start from Mikra, some people say every time from Sunday. Like every week.
When can we do Nasa? We could start already this coming Sunday to do
No, for sure not.
So when
do you do it? We'll have to wait.
Not Chayim before, so you're allowed to eat before.
You can hear the Shabbos? After Shabbos?
Yeah. So again, Me'ikar Adin, the minyan in Yerushalayim was Alamol, and you see most of the places they have a minyan for Mincha Shabbos afternoon, and you read, three guys read the whole Parshas Nosoi. Al Pi Rebbe Yashiv, I'm saying again, this is what they say Bishmoy, I'm not saying I understand exactly, but V'chir was not Chal, he said to do it the following Shabbos. Again, if you're not the one that is reading and you're listening, you don't have a problem. If you're the one that is always in the minyan, you have to ask a shayla out the field.